I'd like to welcome Jane, Community Outreach Coordinator of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northern BC. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So tell me a little bit about Big Brothers and Big Sisters. What all is involved in this organization?
Yeah, absolutely. So Big Brothers Big Sisters, what we do is we match littles and bigs is what we call them. So essentially we're matching a child with a stable adult in their life that acts as a mentor for them. So our matches meet in various ways. Before COVID, of course, everyone was meeting in person. So those would be called kind of our community matches. So those are one-on-one matches that meet out in the community. They do activities together. So a lot of the times they'll go swimming or go for a walk. They'll watch a movie together, do some baking, sort of things like that. Fun activities one-on-one out in the community. And then we also do in-school mentoring. So that's essentially exactly the same as community, except for the match happens fully at the school. So once a week, a mentor will come in and they'll see their little. They do, again, games. Maybe they play some board games. They'll do some baking, play on the playground, maybe help do a little bit of homework, kind of whatever the little is into. And then we also are doing, we also have group programming. So we run a number of different groups throughout the year. They will see kind of anywhere from, you know, 6 to 10 kids. Of course, now it's much smaller than that. But you'll be matched, a group of children will be matched with a mentor. It's usually centered around a specific activity. So kind of our next one coming up is called, it's centered around snowboarding. Two mentors, and I think there's 6 kids in each group. So they will go out to the Hart Ski Hill and learn how to snowboard. So we're doing that actually in partnership with Intersect right now.
Cool.
So it's really exciting. And those kind of run all throughout the year based on different things. We recently ran one for all about science and sort of stuff like that. So they're always different and really fun and exciting. And then our newest program is virtual programming. So of course, because of COVID, we kind of had to switch our platform and move everybody online to keep everyone safe. So we're kind of in the we're working currently on transitioning a large number of our matches onto an online platform. It includes all of our community matches and our in-school matches. So that, of course, is a big undertaking, but it's really exciting for us, and it also thankfully allows us to connect with children kind of all across Northern BC. So in the last couple of years, we actually rebranded from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Prince George to be Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northern BC.
That's awesome.
So in the struggle, yeah, it was very exciting. And, you know, the struggle was, how are we going to serve children in these rural communities? And originally we thought we'll partner with nonprofits that are already working out of those communities.
Right.
So we did that originally in Valemount. So we have already partnered with the Valemount Learning Center to run Big Brothers Big Sisters programming through them in the Robson Valley. But that's a very slow process for us to get into all of these different communities. So kind of silver lining to COVID was, now we are all set up to do everything virtually, and we actually have been able to match children in rural communities with a mentor somewhere else in Northern BC.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's kind of a quick rundown on what we do as an organization.
Oh, that's crazy. That must have been such a big challenge, dealing with moving everything online so quickly, and I can't imagine. That must be difficult.
Yeah, definitely. We actually hired a new virtual support coordinator, Jocelyn, who's been absolutely fantastic.
Oh, cool.
To help us kind of do that transition. And yeah, I think it was maybe a month ago now, but we actually matched our very first big and little fully virtually.
Wow.
So we didn't meet them at all in person. We did all of the screening, all of the matching, and now they're a fully fledged match that's meeting regularly, which is really exciting for us.
That's really nice. Now, what impacts do these programs have on the kids that you see? Do you see, like, confidence level rising or communication skills?
Yeah, it's kind of all of it. So it really depends on what kind of the child is really looking for. But a lot of this, a lot of our programming centers around confidence building, self-esteem, how to make friends, yeah, sort of things like that. You know, each match is different, and it, you know, the big and the little really do have a bond with each other. They are connected. They're big brother, big sisters. So, Yeah, so that's really great. And yeah, it's mostly just to give the child like a stable adult in their life. So somebody that they can talk to, turn to, somebody that's going to consistently be there for them.
Now, to help support your initiative to do this and to mentor these kids and to put on all of these events, you put on so many more events that are like really community involved and really big and awesome. But one of them is coming up here in the next week. Do you mind telling me a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are hosting the first annual winter warm up.
Awesome.
It's going to be taking place on January 27th. So essentially what it is we are asking local restaurants to sell and serve hot chocolate in support of Big Brothers Big Sisters. So we do have 9 restaurants signed up. So if you go to any one of them and you order a hot chocolate next Wednesday, a donation will be made for everyone sold.
That's awesome. I love how so many of your events bring the whole community together. It's incredible that you connect with all of these local businesses and organizations.
Yeah, definitely. You know, with COVID, we've had to obviously change our fundraising approach. So we can't really bring these people together or bring people together like we have in the past. But yeah, so thankfully this event was actually based off of our Big Squeeze event, which is one that we've run, I think this year coming up will be our 10th year, I believe.
Wow. That's been going on so long. That's awesome.
It has been. Yeah. So it's been really great. And we kind of do it exactly the way that the winter warm up works. So restaurants, and then we also had in previous non-COVID years, just kind of anybody can participate and they would host a lemonade stand. And then all of the money raised from the lemonade would be donated to Big Brothers Big Sisters. So because that has been such a successful event for us in the past, and as you mentioned, we're able to really connect with a lot of local restaurants. And, you know, it's local businesses, restaurants who are struggling as well. So yeah, it's a perfect way to kind of support Big Brothers Big Sisters and a local restaurant as well.
Aww, and definitely something the kids will enjoy too.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, we always want to be kid friendly as much as possible.
Now, what do you hope this event could become in the future? Are there any long-term goals of events like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this year, of course, is our trial event, but I'm hoping to be able to run it again next year, hopefully, of course, growing on whatever success we have this year. But I'm sure this it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, all of the restaurants involved are really great and excited to be able to hopefully grow this again in the future.
That's cool. And what restaurants do you have involved right now?
So right now, Nancy O's, Montana's, The Makery, Batula Burning, Oak Room Grill, Earl's, Rockford Grill, Brown Social House, and White Spot are all participating.
Awesome.
So you can visit any or all if you're really crazy and get a hot chocolate.
Did you get to taste test any of the hot chocolates that they're going to be selling yet?
I haven't been able to taste test any yet, but I'll definitely be getting at least 9 hot chocolates.
Oh my goodness.
Next Wednesday. They're not going to be all for me to drink. Thankfully, I've got coworkers and friends who will benefit from this as well.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to at least having a little sip of everybody's and seeing what everyone comes up with.
Now, as an expert in all things hot cocoa, I was hoping to get your opinion on some common ways hot chocolate is made. So I've got like a little speed round of either or questions, and you have to pick one unless both options are just so abysmal that you just could never choose. And then you can educate me on the best way to make a hot chocolate.
Okay, so
our hot chocolate question speed run. The first one is, do you like milk, white, or dark chocolate?
Gotta go with milk.
Ooh.
Milk chocolate all the way. Yeah, definitely. That's just classic. That's the best. My second choice would definitely be white chocolate, but I can only have a small amount of that one.
That's fair. So it's quite sweet, hey?
That gives me a tummy ache.
Yeah. Okay, number two, sprinkles. Good or bad?
Good. Always good.
Good.
Definitely.
What? Okay.
I'd love to have
like
a little pop of
colored
pop.
Sprinkles or like chocolate stuff?
Ooh, I mean color,
yeah.
I think. That's
good.
More fun.
Do you have hot chocolate? Do you prefer it made with like a powdered mix or made with a chocolate syrup?
Let's see. I probably would go with a powdered mix. I think that's more of like that's how I've been making hot chocolate for a majority of my life.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Have you ever tried it where you actually like melt and boil down chocolate itself?
I haven't.
But me neither.
I'm sure is probably the best way to make them.
I would hope so.
I've had hot chocolates with real chocolate milk.
That would be good.
Like warmed up chocolate milk. Yes, that's really great.
Now, do you like your hot chocolate made with milk or cream?
Oh, I don't think I've ever had a hot chocolate made with cream.
Oh, interesting.
It's usually either like milk or water. But yeah, milk for sure.
Milk over water?
I'm gonna do hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I want the full effect.
Yes. You want the chocolatey, creamy goodness.
Exactly, yeah.
As far as additional flavors go, do you like peppermint or pumpkin spice?
Ooh, definitely peppermint fan. I think kind of in my early 20s, I went through a very big pumpkin spice phase and have since kind of outgrown it.
So yeah, that's fair.
Forever.
That's awesome. Now, is it better to drink your hot chocolate while you're still frozen outside, like after a bout of sledding? Or do you like it better when you're back home by a nice fire?
Ooh, back home for sure.
Very cool.
I love, but kind of like, I guess kind of in the middle of that, like I love the feeling of when you come inside and your cheeks are all rosy and then you sit down and have it. So
yeah,
I like it hot chocolate as soon as you get inside.
That's lovely. I like that too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One giant marshmallow or a bunch of teeny tiny ones?
Ooh, it's a tough one.
I know. I couldn't decide.
Yeah, I think probably, I mean, I like the idea of the big marshmallow because I like to think that it would soak up a lot of that and then kind of just float in there.
Oh, yeah.
But probably the little ones because then you get a treat throughout the drink instead of just the one.
That's a great point.
At the end.
Okay, and last speed run question, which I think it might be the most controversial hot chocolate question. Is it marshmallows or whipped cream?
Ooh, oh man, that is a controversial
one. I know.
I would say, I'm going to say whipped cream. You can never go wrong with that, I think.
Oh yeah,
just a good tasty. And then you have more options for other toppings as well. I think when you have just marshmallows, you can't really do anything other than marshmallows.
Right.
With whipped cream, you can add sprinkles and all these other things.
That's good. I guess you could also even just add marshmallows on top of the whipped cream too.
You could.
It's like
yeah,
a hot chocolate supreme.
Yeah, it is.
Do you have any specific hope for any creations that the restaurants are going to make this round?
Let's see. I know that the makery has put together like a lavender hot cocoa, ooh, which I'm really excited to try that out. But other than that, I'm not sure what the other restaurants are putting together. I would love to see, of course, some peppermint hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely some twist on the classics.
Right.
You know, a classic hot chocolate's always great. But yeah, I'd like to see it elevated a little bit.
Yeah. You got to win this round, right? There's actually a
Definitely,
winner, so you got to try really hard.
There is, yeah. So the winning restaurant, so that's whoever raises the most, sells the most hot chocolate on the 27th. So they are going to be crowned the winner. So they are going to, of course, win bragging rights of having the best hot chocolate in town. You also get a trophy that you get to keep and show off to everybody in your restaurant.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah.
And you said all proceeds from the hot chocolate goes towards Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. Now, if somebody wants more information about this lovely event, where can you go?
Yeah, so you can head to our website. So that's just www.bigs, so BIGSNBC, bigsnbc.ca/warmup. I'll say that one more time, www.bigsnbc.ca/warmup. So you can see all of the restaurants that are competing, what the money goes towards. And we also have a map kind of the city to show you exactly where each of the restaurants are. So if you want to hit up more than one, it's easy to tell where you're going. You can make a little route.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Jane. This was wonderful. And I really hope that you have a really successful event.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much for having me on.